Welcome back, 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on this Thursday afternoon, time to check in with Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. And lo and behold, she's actually inside the White House right now. Maybe that's why she's called a White House correspondent, but hey, that's just me. Hello, Susan, how are you?
I'm doing great. We try. We do all we can.
We try. I love that. All right. A couple things I want to get to with you today. I saw your story, Gun Task Force Draws Cool Reception. Why would that be? Was it the thought the president had to show America he was going to do something and this was the way he was going to do it and not everyone was happy?
Yeah, that's exactly about sums it up right there. The president was in a very difficult position. He was in, the press secretary was enduring 3 days of intense questioning from the White House press corps about what he was planning to do in the aftermath of these shootings that occurred in Newtown, Connecticut on Friday. And basically, the press secretary, Jay Carney, really didn't have a lot of answers for us on Monday and Tuesday. And so the press corps was sort of scratching its head as we walked away from these press reviews. Can't you tell us anything that the president's doing? Is he talking to Eric Holder? Is he talking to Janet Napolitano? Is he convening any kind of, you know, commission like Senator Lieberman had suggested that he do on the causes behind some of this violence? But it may not be just gun-related, that there's multiple reasons for these string of violent acts that we have seen over the years. But so the president was under a lot of pressure to do something, and he came out and announced this task force yesterday. And, you know, of course, Republicans who are concerned about gun control and opposed gun control are going to be a little bit leery about this. The main thrust of this task force, Joe Biden is leading it, and Biden has a long record of gun control in his Senate career, over 36 years, and especially in the last 20 years, he's been a big advocate for the assault weapons ban. He included it in a crime bill that was passed in 1994 that passed the assault weapons ban, and has since lapsed, as you know, in 2004. So, you know, Republicans are leery about just how aggressive they're going to be on guns.
Yeah. I did hear that Republicans were receptive to the idea of debating the issue on Capitol Hill, so I guess the Democrats had to take that as a positive sign.
Well, certainly there are some this issue, that this has been, I mean, Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe, he's even called the Newtown massacre. This is a tipping point. You know, to see these children slain, it's a tragedy in our country, and something needs to be done about it. Whether, you know, you support gun control or whether you believe that that's not the answer, that actually maybe there needs to be policemen in the schools, or you need to arm the teachers. Some people advocate for more guns in this scenario, that maybe these people are targeting areas that are gun-free zones. You know, mm-hmm. So there is a debate, and it needs to be had. This whole country needs to have a serious debate about how to respond to this string of violence.
Yeah. You know, this panel, this gun task force being led by Biden, do we know the makeup of the panel? I mean, I know we have cabinet members involved, but there are others that are supposedly involved. Do we know anything about the players?
No, and that came up today at the press briefing, actually. When a reporter asked whether the NRA, the National Rifle Association, was going to be included, they're going to be having a big press conference tomorrow, and it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about their role that they want to have and they want to play in this national discussion that we're having on guns and, you know, violence.
Yeah.
Carney said they're not really ready to say who's going to be invited to join the task force, which is kind of odd. They should have had at least a few people lined up by now, but maybe because it was convened so quickly.
Well, wait a minute. He had the first meeting today. I just played about 3 minutes of Joe Biden talking about how, you know, this today is going to talk to the police chiefs, and you could see what you could see, and it was rather limited in the background. Mm-hmm. You could see a couple of members of the cabinet. I think I saw Arnie Duncan there, and we saw some police chiefs, you know, from around the country. Also saw Valerie Jarrett there. But my concern would be, do you have someone from the NRA, like you guys asked today,
mm-hmm.
do you have someone representing the mental health associations around the country, because there's so many elements here. It's not just the guns, and I think Americans really, you know, they deserve to have all of the issues that are involved in this particular tragedy addressed, and I think they need representation within this task force.
Mm-hmm. As well as maybe, I was thinking, and Carney got asked today, too, at the briefing, whether the entertainment industry is going to play a role. You know, Senator Lieberman has said that we need, that it could be all of the violent video games and movies that are out there. You know, we saw that with Tipper Gore, and she got mocked for it back in the day. But, you know, let's explore all the areas that are responsible.
Yeah. All right, I want to take you to another story I know you were working on, and that was the president going to the State Department holiday reception and praising Hillary Clinton. Yeah, ironic that it happened to be on the same day the Benghazi report slammed the State Department.
That's right. So he was there for an annual holiday reception last night. And, of course, he didn't mention any, he didn't make any mention of the Benghazi.
Really? There's a big surprise.
Well, it's a holiday reception. I agree with that. But I think that it was, I know Hillary Clinton wasn't there because she is at home suffering from this concussion, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she wasn't able to testify today at the House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing as she had originally planned, so they sent the deputy over there. But, you know, Obama was at this reception, and he praised Hillary and said she had an extraordinary and was, she was tireless and extraordinary. I think those are the exact words that he used to describe her. But at the same time that this was happening, it was a little awkward because there were four State Department officials who were resigned, that the State Department accepted their resignations yesterday. And Republicans are saying, you know, this is supposed to be the most open and transparent government White House in history.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you won't say whether, you know, Hillary Clinton is going to be testifying before the committee before she leaves, because she's, you know, on her way out the door. There's going to be a new Secretary of State named pretty soon. They'll have to go through a nominating process. But, you know, the question remains. Republicans are saying that she needs to testify as the department head of, you know, as a state department secretary. It was up, does the buck stop at her or not?
Yeah.
You know?
I just saw something. I just saw a blurb a couple of minutes ago that evidently there has been a little movement on that. I think that Hillary may be prepared to testify in January. That's the indication that I'm getting. And again, that's just coming in now as we speak. In fact, nothing other than that. There's a possibility she could testify in January. That's the only thing I'm hearing on that right now. So maybe she is feeling the pressure of the comments that have been in the news over the past couple of days, particularly those of John Bolton, who claims that she is suffering a diplomatic illness.
Yeah, well, we would, you know, it would be really difficult and irresponsible if this is not a real
issue. Yeah, it sure would.
And it would, yeah, but, you know, we haven't seen a doctor's note, but.
Yeah. It's true.
It seems like odd timing. But we want to believe that she really did. I mean, this had happened. She had a stomach virus, and she does have a crazy busy schedule. So it's believable, but the timing looks bad.
Yeah, it sure does. All right, well, listen, thanks for the update on both stories, and keep us posted as to any new developments, will you?
Certainly, Andy. Thanks for having me on.
Right. Take care, Susan. Happy holidays. Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent, 357, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.